Hello, QMH pupils, parents and guardians. I hope you all got home safely yesterday and that you managed to have a restful, enriching day today. In these strange times, I see a real opportunity for innovation and creativity. Whilst not groundbreaking, yesterday I recorded my first ever vlog. Today, right now, I'm creating my first ever podcast. And I wanted to share with you some of the things that us teachers and all staff here at King Edwards have been doing today. It goes without saying that teaching departments have spent most of the day preparing fully for your lessons next week. Mrs. Cleaves and I had great fun planning the lower school drama lessons for next week, for example. We've also worked in breakout groups, focusing on key areas outside of the curriculum, including the building of resources for us all that are becoming increasingly available, from Joe Wicks's daily PE lessons to Digital Theatre Plus making their entire library of filmed theatre productions available for free, to the National Trust opening their gardens and open spaces for us all at no extra cost. I chaired a session with a group of staff and we focused on creative initiatives. We're all very keen to use vlogs and podcasts across the school where possible to keep in touch with you all. We are also keen not to lose the important aspects of assemblies and chapel services. Plans are underway to continue to deliver these, and we're really excited about the progress being made. I also chaired a meeting that focused on PSHE, and it's clear that there are three key areas currently that we all need to pay particular attention to: e-safety, mental health and well-being, and finally, of course, our physical health. Rest assured, we'll be delivering top-up lessons in all these areas, but I did want to hone in on e-safety just for a few moments. We're all using the internet more than ever, and for obvious, valid reason. It's a fantastic resource, but one that comes with dangers if not used correctly, as we all know. Starting with your online identity. As we've discussed in P of E, it's so important. When you upload pictures or videos of yourself, consider that it will be online forever. Continue to adopt the philosophy of only posting things that you are happy for everyone to see, even in 20 years' time. You may remember the real story I shared with you about a friend of mine who recently lost his job and home as a result of something he posted 20 plus years ago. I had another friend who was declined a job as her employer noticed that her Facebook page was filled with images that didn't really match the levels of professionalism required for the role. With much of your social contact now being through social media, be sure to be inclusive, kind and generous. Cyberbullying is a real thing, and it is so easy to exclude someone or to say mean things to or about people. Be careful, be kind. This is now, more than ever, a time where inclusivity and community is so important. Finally, on e-safety, limit the amount of time you have on your devices, particularly with gaming. We all know that excessive gaming can have radical negative impacts on your mental health, not to mention a reduction in attention span, disrupted sleep patterns, etc. Please be disciplined. Finally, as a school, we've been discussing community as a staff body, particularly with those who live on school campus, like myself, Mrs. G, Amelia and Alfie. What strikes me is that we have an incredible set of people here with a wonderful set of values. We are discovering ways in which we can be creative, how we can get out and help each other and our neighbours, how we can keep stimulated through various activities. I urge you all to do the same, starting with your immediate household. I will be back in touch over the weekend ahead of lessons starting on Monday. For now, I wish you all well and remind you that myself and Mrs. G remain available on the duty mobile and on email, so do please get in touch. Take care.